future is not certain. Bob Stoops says any bowl game is big.
Our first year, we went 7-4 and earned the right to play in the Independence Bowl. Though we lost in a tight game to Ole Miss, set us up for the following year to run the table and go 13-0 and win a national championship.
Game is tonight at 7 at Arrowhead in Kansas City. Mavericks play the Magic tonight at the AAC. Magic are riding on an 18-game losing streak. Mavs will still be without Dirk Nowitzki. He expects to return from his ankle injury on Wednesday when the Mavericks play the Clippers. Stars will try to rebound from their 3-0 shutout loss to the Kings with San Jose. They play the Sharks tonight at 9:30 on the West Coast. Our next ticket ticker is at 10:10, breaking sports news first, guaranteed. I'm Layla, reminding you to remember the time you spend listening to the T-Box weekend on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. So panties aren't the best thing on earth, but they're next to it.
9:49 on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. Thanks for joining us on the T-Box. Thanks for listening. Again, if you want to email us, rick@avidgolferonline.com, craig@avidgolferonline.com. But thanks to Brian Watts, PGA Tour player, out of Vaquero, popping on 850. Good stuff. Best of luck to him for next year. And thanks to Jason and Layla. And shortly, we should have the rant on to mix. There'll be a Car Toys up in Frisco. Big day for them.
Always fun to go see them.
Yep. Okay, so talk about Christmas spirit. And as a dad, there's a lot of things you need to do. I mean, you need to get the house all ready. You need to
put toys together,
get Santa, all that good stuff. Well, one of the biggest whips, and I don't know too many dads that really like doing this, and it's something we dread every single year, and that's putting up lights. And if you live in a two-story house, you're getting up on a ladder 20, 25 feet on a pretty steeply pitched roof. Now, I don't mind injuring myself over certain things, over certain activities. Putting up lights is not one of them. It's not real big on my radar. So, and the other thing is, out here in Texas, when I was living in California, you didn't have Thanksgiving decorations, you didn't have Easter decorations, you didn't have Memorial Day. There's decorations for everything out here. Very decoration intensive out here. Christmas starts right at Thanksgiving. Not only in the malls, but in the suburbs.
Yeah.
Everybody's putting up their lights.
The day after Thanksgiving, the lights go up.
And you kind of do just piss off your neighbor and get yours up first. Because then, you know, the wife's cracking down on every other poor soul. So this year, my wife's looking at me, and she goes, okay, when are we putting up the lights? And I said, we ain't putting up no lights. She said, what do you mean? I said, I'm not doing it. You can have somebody do it if you want. I'm not doing it. Because nothing puts me out of the Christmas spirit quicker than putting up lights. You untangle the ones out of the stupid bins you carry. You know, they're up in the attic all year.
Half the lights don't work.
Half the lights don't work. And then you go over to Walmart or whatever. You buy a whole bunch of new lights, which, by the way, are getting so low price, they're almost disposable. You just throw them away every year. And they're about $3, and you get like 300.
Yeah.
So this year, I decided to add to the gross national product.
Oh, wait a minute. Before you go into this, is your neighborhood one of the neighborhoods where everybody does the same type of lights, or do you have to decorate your house differently?
Kinda. It's all along the same thing.
Like, I lived in a neighborhood where we were told in this community to do your lights around the sidewalk and do white lights and
right.
Do it this way.
No, we don't have that. We can do whatever we want.
Okay.
And the big thing this year are all the Christmas tree, the Christmas light, Christmas trees,
right.
And the deer and everything. That's easy to do. But you still got to put lights up somewhere. So I decided to subcontract out my whip to somebody else. And you know something? They're pretty reasonably priced. You put them up, and these are on, all along the roof.
Before
I do it myself.
Before you, what was your threshold? When you called this company and said, hey, will you put my lights on?
How much is it worth to me?
Yeah.
Okay, you get my wife off my butt, get my kids off my butt, just coming home and seeing everybody else's lights up except mine because I'm kind of in a pseudo, I'm just not into it.
Yeah.
I would say if he says anything less than $300, I'm in.
Right. I would say that's probably what it's going to cost, right?
Yeah. Now, you got to buy your own lights. They'll buy them for you. They'll do everything. If you just tell them what you want, they'll go out and buy it for you. They'll do all that. I got to do something.
Right.
That's really lame. the bottle lights. So the price is $125.
Wow.
And that's to put them up and take them down.
And do a better job than you would have done anyway.
Way better.
Yeah.
They know what they're doing. They know where the clips go. And I came home, and it was done. And I'm thinking everybody has a price threshold because everybody knows kind of what their time is worth.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if it was $500, I'd probably risk something. You know, it's just because $500 is a little crazy. But $125 I thought was pretty reasonable.
It's kind of like you and I talked about
this.
That
feels so good today.
Yeah.
I'm back in the Christmas
spirit. But you didn't really know what you were getting, did you? It's kind of like you talked about, you and I talked about, it's kind of like buying your first thing on the internet.
Right.
You don't know if it's really ever going to show up.
Exactly.
You know, you just gave your money, and well, there's $50, it's gone forever.
Right.
So you really didn't know what you were getting when you did this.
Although I withheld the check till I saw it.
You did?
Yeah. So that was kind of a good thing. In fact, I was even thinking, I didn't want to be a jerk about it, but I was even thinking of paying them half up front and then half when they take them down.
Because
I paid them the whole thing.
For $125, that's taking it down to
you? Yeah.
Colin says you got it cheap.
Yeah.
His company on a house like yours would be close to $1,000.
What?
For that's material, putting it up, taking it down, be close to $1,000 on a two-story house.
Wow.
He said, watch up, make sure your house doesn't burn down.
Really?
Sweet Rick.
Yeah, I got insurance.
Okay.
I want a different.
He said he got off real cheap.
Good.
You know what? I would think so, too. I actually, when you said $125, like, wow, that's pretty awesome. Because how long did it take them to put the lights up?
That's a darn, you know, I bet it was a two-man team. They actually do this as a sidelight job. They actually have other jobs, but it's a very seasonal job. So
right.
In the wintertime, they don't have a whole lot to do. I think it took them probably, I'm going to bet it took them an hour and a half.
That's it?
Tops. Well, yeah, they know what they're doing. They got two or three, my wife said they had two or three different ladders. So they just hop up there. They know how to put, you know, they have these little clips now you put in the shingles. It's really easy. Pop them in and put down a couple extension cords and you're done.
So they could conceivably do five houses a day.
Yeah, depending on the type. I think the real whips would be decorating. You ever see the lights that go around the trees?
Yeah.
I think that'd be a whip.
Well, it's not putting them up, taking them down.
Well, taking them down, but still, you have to go around. You have to go around like every other tree. I mean, you have to put a ladder, go up, go down, get another ladder, go around the tree. At least when you're up on the roof, you're up on the roof. All right, so that's my ode to Christmas this year. I'm a happy man. And we have the rant, speaking of gifts.
Hello.
Over at Car Toys.
Good morning.
Morning, fellas.
Gentlemen.
We're in Old Frisco today.
Old Frisco?
We're in Frisco. I don't know if it's old. Actually, it looks fairly new.
Mm.
Although everything up here looks pretty new.
Car Toys?
Car Toys, yes. Car Toys. Do we sound as funky as...
Yeah, you sound weird. You sound like I'm only one ear.
Yeah, you're only one ear of me.
Okay.
They sound great.
It's right where I want to be.
So is it only two-thirds today?
Yeah, Gordon is in somewhere. Where is he?
I think he went to New York. I think he takes an annual.
Yep.
Is it annual?
Yes.
Whatever.
Trip to New York. It's kind of a family tradition. But, you know, it's ironic because I think it was just a couple weeks ago that Gordon was complaining.
I was just about to say that. He was
like,
wasn't he?
Yeah, what's going on? I thought we were only supposed to be off the last Saturday of the month. I mean, what's going on? Why are you
off? Was he seriously bitching?
Yeah, he was. I don't know him that well, but it seemed like he was sincere about it. He was pretty upset.
And then look who's not here the first Saturday of December.
Yeah, and the funny part is I get a phone call Fredo comes to me on Wednesday, and he goes, hey, you know that Gordo's not going to be here on Saturday. I'm like, no. He goes, well, he told Kat that he told you. And I was like,
perfect.
No, he sure didn't. So, I don't care, though. I don't care if I don't need him. No, doesn't bother me one way or the other, you know?
Well, I'm considering the rant sort of like the new HBO show. You have no idea when it's coming on.
Or who's going to be on.
Yeah, you don't know what Curb Your Enthusiasm is going to be on anymore, Sopranos, 6 Feet Under.
I honestly think in the fall, the three of us have probably been together twice.
Probably, yeah.
That's it?
Well, that's the genius of adding you to that show.
Yeah, that was the whole idea. That, you know, as long as there are two of us, the rant can go on.
Yeah.
True, the lifeblood.
Yeah.
Two arms.
So, Rick, everything cool in the familia?
Yeah, thank you very much. Thanks for filling in last week.
Surely.
And, yeah, Dad's doing great. I was telling Craig and everybody earlier how quickly you can have a triple bypass these days and how quickly you bounce back.
Yeah, I was talking to Craig about that last week, how that's the second most performed surgery next to an appendectomy.
I can do that.
Open heart surgery is,
what
which is amazing.
Vasectomy?
Vasectomy?
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm really leery. I'm worried about that.
How many people get appendectomies?
I did.
Does that happen all the time?
Happens quick. Yeah, actually, yeah, I had one. What I'm amazed about is
why don't they just take those out at birth?
That's what I was thinking. That and your, I don't know, do you really need a spleen or gallbladder?
Yeah, you do need a spleen.
You need a gallbladder? No.
No, you don't need a gallbladder.
Those are the two things that can kill you if they
Right,
hurt.
But I know people have gotten the gallbladder taken out at a later stage in life. For whatever reason.
Well, here's the deal. Mine burst. And when it bursts, it's life-threatening. Now, I'm thinking if you go camping or whatever, you're dead now.
How old are you?
24.
So what are you doing?
Does that happen?
Nothing.
Coke? Snort too much coke?
No.
Seriously, where were you?
I was at home, and I just doubled over. And it was the most intense stomach pain I've ever had.
Like somebody just kicked you in the abdomen?
Yeah. With a steel boot.
And did you know?
No, I had no idea what it was.
So what'd you do?
I called up 911. They rushed me to the hospital. And
my tummy hurts.
And it, you know, they find out, because it was all distended and everything, because it was swollen, and it blew up. And they go to Glenn and get that stuff out, because it's pure poison that's rifling through your body. Yeah. So I dropped down. I dropped down to 120 pounds.
Wow, that's great.
How long were you in the
hospital? How can I do that?
Yeah,
I was in the hospital for a week.
Did somebody break my gallbladder?
And then I think it was laid up for like 4 months. It was really wild.
God.
I mean, it was ridiculous. But yeah, appendectomies, gallbladder operations, they should all be taken out. When you get circumcised, you should get those taken out too while you're at it. You have the trifecta going.
I'm never going to get circumcised again after what they did to me.
You know, for a relapse?
I think that my circumcision was botched. Because I have kind of a boomerang effect.
What?
I think that was...
No, dude.
That was,
okay, we got
to
go.
I think that was due to... Yeah.
Anyway, so here's the weird part about when you get bypass surgery. My dad had a quadruple bypass 20 years ago, and they take other arteries in your body, and they use those, they implant those, and they use those as a bypass.
Right.
Well, he's already had his grade A arteries already done.
Do they take them from your leg or what?
Leg, arm, whatever. So they actually had to go find decent arteries somewhere in there.
On the street, like black market arteries?
And if those don't work, then they got to go to cadavers.
Then they use straws.
Yeah, the bendy straws?
Yeah.
Yeah. Then they
wonder why they can't use artificial.
That's what I was thinking.
Pig valve?
Or pig. I mean, they use pig. Why can't they use a pig artery or something?
They say that the...
Is that kosher for you, Rich?
I mean, half of me?
Yeah.
Yeah, for half of you?
Whatever half is the Hebrewness.
Yeah.
So do they have trouble finding whatever?
No, but they're wondering. I mean, if it ever happens again, because I asked them, I said, you know, I said, take a couple of mine. I don't care.
Yeah.
And they said, well, if you have a, you know, heart history in your family of having problems, you want to keep all the ones you can.
Yeah, you need.
Wow. So they
take. Selfish and say, okay, don't take mine.
So when they find a good one, they take out a length of it and then kind of.
Yeah.
Stretch what's left and put them back together?
Well, I guess there's certain ones you don't need.
Really?
Yeah.
So they just...
Allegedly.
Close that lane?
Yeah.
Just tie it off?
Pretty wild.
That's so crazy.
It's amazing how easy that... And not easy, but how non-threatening that surgery is.
You're going to have something
already have the, did he already have the big zipper scar?
Yeah. They just went right up the line again.
Yeah.
And he's like up and about already?
He went home in 4 days.
And
walking and everything.
Yeah, my dad basically did the same thing. And he was, you know, at the time, whenever he was all hooked up and after the surgery and went into ICU or whatever, wherever he was, I mean, there were so many tubes and hoses in and out of him, and it was crazy looking. And then, you know, 2 days later, he's fine.
Yep. Yeah. But here's the best part. My dad started hallucinating.
Awesome.
When you're older and you get put under, or you get morphine for the pain or whatever.
Yeah.
Well, I wanted to be whatever life he was leading at the time because he was just kind of leaning back in his bed looking at some kind of movie up on top of the roof. And at one point, he was all hearkening back to his childhood days.
Like talking?
Yeah.
Like flashbacks?
Flashbacks. And then one time, he recognized me, but I was like a childhood friend. And he goes, hey, see those two over there? He goes, I think we can get them.
You're kidding.
And then he goes, hey, I want the back seat this time.
Oh, my God. That's so creepy.
It was weird.
Tell what they said about your mom.
Oh, so my mom's there, and he kind of went in and out of recognition of recognizing people. And he goes,
would you?
He goes, hey, looks at me, he goes, who's the old broad man?
No way.
I mean, there's some, and I'm thinking, I'm praying that he's not saying something that's way out of school that nobody should really know, right?
God, I hate that bitch.
I mean, it was wild, and he doesn't remember anything.
Well, no. I can't believe that you were in there while that was going on, because normally that's pretty much off limits.
Well, they let you in like once, twice a day or something when they're in intensive care. When they just come out, you get in for like 20 minutes or so.
Yeah, but it was wild. It was really, really funny.
So you double-teamed the nurse with your dad? Is that what?
Well, that's what he was doing. I don't know what I was doing.
You know what? It's almost worth it to get that buzz, I think. So let's try to get a lot of cheese and try to clog up the arteries.
Or just have somebody come out here to Car Toys with a big vial of morphine.
Yeah, try that first and then do the last half hour of the show like that.
Okay.
All right.
All right, kiddos.
Take care. See Corby and Davey Car Toys up in Frisco next on The Ticket.
This is The Ticket. KTTK Dallas Fort Worth. KTTK Sherman Denison. KTTK Sanger. For the hottest sports opinion, press play and prize.
If I were you, I wouldn't touch that down.
Don't go nowhere.
Prime Time and the Playmaker take the inside scoop to the next level.
Ross is not the kind of guy. Bill Parcells, they'll tell you. By the time everybody comes in off the football field, it's game day. Ross doesn't even take a shower. He's already rushed home.
Breaking sports news first. Live, all local, all sports, all the time. Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. Just a bunch of guys hanging out and talking sports. Radio 1310, The Ticket, the station everyone can agree on at work.
Where you're guaranteed to enjoy great food and good times, all at a really great value.
I'm Layla. It could be just like 2000 in Kansas City. Next on The Ticket Picker.
If you're looking for a new timepiece, one jewelry store has a selection of fine Swiss watches unlike any other jewelry store. Jared, the Galleria of Jewelry, has opened another new store in Dallas, outside the Valley View Mall on the corner of 635 and Preston Road. Discover the area's best collection of independently certified diamonds, gold, platinum, exotic color gemstones, and the finest Swiss timepieces. Plus, Jared has everyday low prices. Jared has the latest styles from the world's top watchmakers. famous brands like Omega, Raymond Weil, Roboto, Tissot, Rotto, and more. And every Jared store has a Swiss watch expert on staff to aid in your selection. Plus, Jared offers free financing for 1 year. Minimum purchase and minimum monthly payment required. Jared, now open outside the Valley View Mall. Welcome to Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. Our guys, talking about our teams in our town. Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Till noon. Bombardier ATVs are recommended for those age 16 or older. Bombardier recommends all ATV riders take a training course.
Dallas Fort Worth's Ticket.
The last time Oklahoma and Kansas State played for the Big 12 championship, it was 2000, and the Sooners went on to win the national championship. This year, Oklahoma is top-ranked again, and a win gives them a berth to the Sugar Bowl. But Bob Stoops says K-State is definitely a team to beat.
And have a big play, guys. You look at L. Roberson, quarterback, and Sproles. The two of them with rushing the football have been excellent. And they got a big play receiver in James Terry, who's had a great number of touchdowns in Big 12 play.
Kickoff is at 7. The game is at Kansas City in Arrowhead. Mavericks play the hapless Orlando Magic at the AAC. Magic has lost a franchise record 18 straight games after last night's loss to the Spurs. But Steve Nash says they could come up and scare you.
We always see in this league wounded animals beat a lot of good teams, so hopefully we can have a good game, play well, and get back on our home winning streak and not get them a chance to get their confidence up.
Tip-off is at 7:30. U.S. Open champion Jim Furyk takes a 5-shot lead into the final round of the Grand Slam of Golf. He opened with a 5-under 67. That's a Ticket Ticker, a service of Sears. Right now, Sears Auto Center. All Goodyear tires are on sale at the lowest prices of the year. This deal only lasts until December 6th, so hurry. Sears, good life, great price. Our next Ticket Ticker is at 10:30, breaking sports news first, guaranteed. I'm Layla, reminding you to remember the time you spend listening to The Rant weekends on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
To all of those people out there in the world today. This is The Rant, minus Gordon, myself, David Lane. We're at Car Toys in Frisco, Texas.
We are the retail capital of the world right now.
I would say in these three square blocks that surround Car Toys, every single retail store that has ever been invented is here.
Yeah.
Hello, Frisco.
We're right next to the big old Frisco Mall. What is that thing called?
Frisco Mall.
Oh.
The Mall of Frisco.
Stonebriar, yeah.
So the easiest way to get here, well, you know what? If you live in Frisco, you know exactly where this is. But we are on the, it's off Preston Road, and it's on the, what side is that?
East side? Yeah, right across from Texas Land and Cattle.
Yes.
So it's 121 North on Preston Road. Take a right.
We encourage everyone to come over here. purchased all kinds of goodies from Car Toys, which they have so much stuff going on. We'll say about them here in a second. And then go over to Texas Land and Cattle and eat a 72-ounce steak.
Okay. I don't know if that's necessarily in the coffee points, but, yeah, if they want to do that, they can.
Now, what they have here at Car Toys, they have up to $250 in savings and rebates.
I don't know if you know this, Corby, but Christmas is in like 3 weeks.
I'm familiar with that.
That is when we celebrate the birth of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
The birth of Santa.
No, Jesus.
I thought it was Santa's birthday.
Uh-uh. Santa came a little later.
Oh, according to you.
Uh-huh.
Well, okay. Well, so if you need car stuff, you need to come to Car Toys. They have over 90 CD and MP3 decks from $49. So if you want to spend get a Christmas gift for under $50, there you go, right there.
Mm-hmm.
CD and MP3 players. You can get Kenwood or Pioneer speakers. Now, when I was a kid and speakers were a big deal, Kenwood and Pioneer were always 1A and 1B.
Yep.
That's what everybody talked about. They are free with any deck purchase of $150 and up. Free. The greatest speakers in the world are free with a $150 deck purchase. So it's just good stuff like that that Car Toys has going on. They have many, many other things out here, including wireless phones, Samsung, Motorola. And we'll tell you about these deals as the day goes on. But
and also, you can come out here and register to win yourself a ticket T-shirt and Sidekicks tickets.
And SMU basketball tickets.
Are you kidding?
One of the hottest basketball teams in the country, Dave, the SMU Ponies.
Wow.
We have tickets
Sidekicks and SMU.
Right.
Damn.
Yeah, I know.
We came out here to Frisco with guns a-blazing.
Yeah, yeah. It is a bittersweet day.
Is it?
Yeah.
Hey, by the way, you're the OU guy, right? You have parlayed your rant fame into a promotions gig at the Ticket, have you not?
That's how I know you.
The guy with the bridge in his mouth? Yeah. He's got the teeth in today.
So the OU Texas game.
Yeah.
We were out at Duke's Roadhouse up in
Addison.
And we were giving away some tickets to the OU Texas game. Hot tickets. Hot tickets. I mean, there are no Sidekicks tickets.
Or SMU basketball.
No.
I mean.
So the dude now who works in our promotions department, how did he win? He was the first one there, I think, and we ended up giving him
tickets. I think he won Texas OU trivia.
Is that how you did it?
He represented OU.
Are you lost? No, you lost tickets.
Oh, the Texas guy won.
Yeah, because he was the dumbest OU fan in the history of America. And
he forgot Russell Erksley.
Yeah, and he didn't have any teeth either, which was interesting. So now you've added teeth and you've got yourself a job because you were unemployed at the time, too. Wow, now you're raking in the big bucks in our promotions department.
Who says the Ticket doesn't do things for the poor and destitute in our community?
Oh, that's very nice. Now, speaking of OU, it's a bittersweet day because tonight is the Big 12 championship game, and I'm very excited.
Why is that bittersweet?
Because it signals the near end of college football. We're almost done.
That's true. We have basically a month left in the regular season of NFL football. Then we get the playoffs, which is a month long, and then we don't have football for 7 months.
No. And to me, watching OU games is a lot more fun than having sex. If I had to choose between not having sex and watching OU...
Yeah, but it's like a three-hour...
Sex orgy?
Orgasm.
Yeah, exactly. That's why I'd rather watch the OU game. I would much rather do that. It's 3 hours of fun, whereas sex is a couple of,
like a minute?
2 or 3 minutes of fun.
Yeah.
So I'm very upset, but at the same time, extremely excited to go 13-0.
Yeah. And, it's kind of, I don't know, it's kind of my nature to be a glass half-empty kind of a person.
Mm-hmm.
And so, I have a hard time focusing on the moment and enjoying the moment when
right.
I know that football is almost over. But I'm going to do my damnedest to get trashed tonight and root on the Sooners.
Because you've become a Sooner fan by proxy.
I am a bandwagon Sooner fan, and I'm not ashamed of it.
No. Now, were you a fan at all before this year? Or are you just kind of...
I was the casual fan, in 2000 when they won. And, prior to that, I really didn't give a crap.
You had your first taste of Norman, Oklahoma.
It was wonderful. And, you know, it's not like Norman is necessarily any better than any big-time college football atmosphere. It's just, it was a great time, and I'm not ashamed to admit that I'm bandwagoning.
Yeah, it's fun. It's fun to jump on the bandwagon. And we welcome all bandwagoners.
If you want to be a part of perhaps the greatest college football season ever in the history of ever,
climb aboard.
Yep.
Jump on. Still time for all you Texas monkeys to do it too.
I don't think that'll happen.
Well, we'll see. So, we have that this evening.
All right, do you have any doubt, any lingering worry that K-State will pull the upset?
But I thought that Baylor could beat OU. I always worry. I'm always the pessimist when it comes to the Oklahoma games. But then I listen to how confident Stoops is, and he talks about what great practices they've had.
So what else is he going to say?
He wouldn't lie. I think he would say, we've had some really bad practices, and I'm worried. But he's so confident, and that team is so incredibly strong.
And he is a genius.
Yeah, he's the super genius of the universe. So I have to weather the I have to watch the game at my wife's work party tonight.
Yeah, you have a prior commitment that you couldn't get out of.
No, you know, I could have. I could have been a real ass and just said, you know what, I'm not going. Go have fun. But is it worth the next 2 weeks being absolutely miserable?
But you already said that watching an OU game is better than sex with your wife. So why, what does it matter?
What do you mean?
I mean, if she freezes you out, what does it matter?
Well, yeah, but I would like to get a little action in between the month that we have off, in between this and the bowl game.
Okay, all right.
A tiny bit. I'm not talking about every day or anything.
A surrogate OU game?
Yeah, yeah. You know, I'll take, you know, a spare-to-fair weekend or something here coming up in December to fool around.
Okay.
That's not too much to ask.
All right.
So that, and then have you seen the weather up in Philadelphia?
Yeah, it's supposed to be like borderline freezing and sleet tomorrow.
Did you see the snow on the field?
No, that is going to be so wonderful.
At 5 o'clock yesterday on ESPN, on SportsCenter, they showed like already a full inch of snow up there.
That is so great. You know, one of my favorite NFL football games of all time, it's a recent classic, was the Tuck game. The Patriots and the Raiders.
Yeah.
In that monumental snowstorm in Foxborough. That was so great. I love seeing football in the elements.
Yeah.
I mean, and
so that fog game, remember the Bears and the Eagles that played like in the early 90s?
Yeah.
That was awesome. Anything that Mother Nature tricks up is wonderful.
And when that happens, you don't know what's going to happen.
Yeah.
I mean, it throws such a monkey wrench into the game plan. I mean, under perfect circumstances, perfect conditions going into Sunday's game, I would say that there is probably a 90% chance that the Eagles would beat the Cowboys.
True.
But under these conditions, it's a coin flip.
Yeah.
You don't know.
That's so great. So wonderful. I am glad they have 4 games left and that pro football continues to move on. So we have that game coming up tomorrow at noon.
More sports than we've talked ever on the ranch.
I know, but man, you know what? This is a big sports weekend.
It is. You know, the NFL schedule, if we can just take a peek.
It's magical. Reiner said it was the biggest NFL weekend that we've had maybe ever for the regular season.
It's damn near.
Yeah.
I'm trying to find the NFL page in the sports section, so vamp for me.
Well, I'm not very good at vamping, but we're at Car Toys in Frisco. And coming up next, I do know that we're going to tell the story of Dave getting his eyes eaten out by crows. Extremely exciting.
Exactly.
You've had eye problems, right?
Yeah, I have had eye problems. Well, okay, let's look at the noon games tomorrow, all right?
Yeah.
The noon games of significance. We have Dallas and Philadelphia. Okay.
Yeah.
Then we have Indianapolis at Tennessee.
Wonderful.
We have Cincinnati at Baltimore. Who would have thought that that would be a huge game, but it is. Then we go to the 3 o'clock games, and we have Miami at New England.
Wonderful.
We have Kansas City at Denver.
Magical.
I mean, Those are, in any week of the season, those would be marquee games. I mean, you have six of them this weekend.
I know.
It makes having the NFL Sunday ticket, which I am a subscriber of, that much more magical.
I'm coming over tomorrow.
You're welcome to.
I'm coming over to your home tomorrow. All right, coming up next, we will tell the story of Dave getting his eyes eaten out by, what were they?
Crows.
Crows. That's next, all from Car Toys in Frisco on the ticket.
The Cowboys gave, Miami received.
Miami just came out looking like they had a purpose, and Dallas came out looking like they had pretty much done all they wanted to do with a win last week over Carolina.
Yeah, they're still enjoying that Carolina win.
We've got some young, distractible players that just don't understand what the NFL's about.
Cowboys, Eagles, tomorrow at noon. The ticket countdown to kickoff begins tomorrow. This is The Ticket. KTCK, Dallas-Fort Worth. KTBK, Sherman-Denison. KTDK, Sanger. Welcome to Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
www.theticket.com.
This is Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. Breaking sports news first guaranteed. Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. Just a bunch of guys hanging out and talking sports.
Availability and credit approval through MB Credit only. Offer excludes C-Class sports sedans, S600, and all AMG models.
Well, the Hill Country's great, but it's hours away, right? Well, it's much closer than you think. Mountain Lakes is a gorgeous planned community right at the top of the Texas Hill Country with spectacular views and two private lakes. As a holiday gift to you, Mountain Lakes will pay your closing costs. Check out Angler's Cove at Mountain Lakes. It's a stock fishing lake designed and managed by Jimmy Houston, and Beacon Lake for boating and skiing. 1 acre lakefront home site, $39.99. just call 1-888-334-LAKE today. If you want fresh air and space, you can own a piece of the hill country at Mountain Lakes. Blue Green has been helping families find the perfect home site for more than 38 years. 1-acre lakefront home sites priced from $39.99 with extra holiday savings. Mountain Lakes will pay your closing costs. Call for your personal preview. This is your chance. Call 1-888-334-LAKE today. See Mountain Lakes and other Blue Green communities in this Sunday's new home section in both the Dallas Morning News and Fort. Well, surprise, surprise.
Sports Radio 1310, the ticket.
Guys, talking about our team in our town. Sports Radio 1310, the ticket. One thing we've proven you can do this as good as we can. Welcome to Sports Radio 1310, the ticket.
Availability is limited. Call 214-221-TEAM or log on to AmericanAirlinesCenter.com.
Dallas Fort Worth's ticket.
The Mavericks have to rebound from their loss to the Lakers with the Orlando Magic. After last night's loss to the Spurs, the Magic have dropped 18th straight. Don Nelson says that could fool you.
Magic are a concern of mine because you know that streak has to end at some time, and we don't want it to end here, that's for sure. So I worry a little bit about that, and we're going to have to be sharp because their team is not that bad.
Game is at 7:30 at the AAC. The NBA is suspending Karl Malone one game for his elbow on Steve Nash in Thursday night's Mavs-Lakers game. This is the last weekend of the regular season in college football, and that means the Big 12 championship is on the line. Oklahoma plays K-State at 7, and Bob Stoops says this game is bigger than most of the regular season contests.
Because they're difficult to earn. You know, you go through, you got 12 teams, all excellent in both these conferences, fighting for the same thing, and to be a champion in those leagues, you know, is incredibly special.
Oklahoma has won two of the last three Big 12 titles. Stars take on San Jose tonight at 9:30. They continue their road trip after their loss to the L.A. Kings. Our next ticket ticker is at 10:50, breaking sports news first, guaranteed. I'm Layla, reminding you to remember the time you spend listening to The Rant weekends on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Wednesday, it is done. Home fight. Get the inside story from the Mavs coach and GM on the team of the NBA every Wednesday at 10:10. The Hard Line. Brought to you by Van Chevrolet and Sports Radio 1310. The Ticket.
Is that a joke? I'm so confused. I don't know which one I'm supposed to do. Well, it is 10:30 something.
We're on the air.
And yes, this is The Rant, which you'll be listening to for the next hour and a half, all the way up in Frisco at Car Toys.
And you know, when you hear the name Car Toys, you think, well, do they sell cars? Do they sell toys? Well, they sell toys that go in cars, if that makes sense.
Like wireless telephones,
yeah.
Dave.
And you know what? There are a lot of wireless carriers out there, and maybe you're confused as to which one to go with.
Mm-hmm.
Good thing about Car Toys is they have all of them. You can come here and you can get a Verizon phone, you can get a Sprint phone, T-Mobile, AT&T Wireless, Nextel, Singular. Whatever your preference is, whatever has the best calling plan for you, you can get that. And just an example, you can get a Samsung VGA 1000 picture phone, one of those phones that takes pictures.
Yeah,
and send pictures.
So you probably get it for what, like $250?
Well, it has a color screen, built-in camera, picture mail. It's
for
only $69 after rebate when you activate select Sprint rate plan.
What?
$69 for a camera phone.
Oh, my Lord.
You want to tell them where we are? Where exactly this Car Toys is?
It is by, what's the mall?
Stonebriar.
Stonebriar Mall.
In
Frisco. You're familiar with that. In Frisco. It's off of Preston Road. It is on the east side of Preston, just across the street from Texas Land and Cattle. And it's fun. A lot of people already showing up out here.
Yeah, we have some Sidekicks tickets for tomorrow's game. They're going to celebrate the 1987 championship. The Sidekicks won the World Championship of Indoor Soccer.
I remember watching that on TV. Did you?
I did.
On Fox.
They were playing Tacoma.
Were they?
Uh-huh.
And I remember they were running around with a trophy after the game, and the trophy broke.
It was made of plastic.
God, it's just so,
it was like a Little League trophy.
So chicken-ass, you know?
It had the little plastic bronze figure kicking the soccer ball on top.
It was real embarrassing. I'd also like to wish a happy birthday to Janine Turner, who is 41, who I used to be madly in love with.
Didn't she marry the Cubs first baseman, Mark Grace?
Janine Turner?
Didn't she?
I don't think so. I know she got knocked up by Jerry Jones Jr., and they had a kid together.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah. This is way back in the day, and Jerry's like age.
Janine Turner has slept with Rowdy.
Jerry Jr. is not Rowdy.
Oh.
I know the morning show's trying to start that rumor, but
I wonder if Jerry Jr. had the Rowdy costume on when he conceived the child with Janine Turner.
Jerry Sr. would not employ his child as Rowdy. Either one of them. Jerry Jr. is the lawyer for the Cowboys. He's the greatest job in the world. And supposedly, like, the head of the Desperados, whatever that means. Which means he goes to the games, he gets drunk, you know, and cheers.
Corby Davidson said that.
He's a good friend of mine.
Yeah.
He's a good buddy of mine.
Uh-huh.
I can say that about good friends.
Whatever.
All right, so Dave showed up. I picked him up to come to work. He had eye patches on both eyes and said that he's had major eye damage. And would you like to come clean with what happened?
Yes. Contrary to the rumor of the day, I guess you're here for the SMU tickets?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, right over there. Guy with an SMU switch.
No.
It's rare that you see that. So, yeah, contrary to the rumors, my eyes were not pecked out by crows.
Oh.
Okay, last Saturday, Corby and I went to the TCU-SMU football game.
The slaughter on the boulevard, as we like to call it?
Yes. When TCU trounced the Ponies. So we go and we meet up with Grego.
Uh-huh.
And Grego is big running buddies with the TCU Letterman, the former TCU football players.
Right.
And they are nice enough to host us and give us free barbecue and pump us full of alcohol. And we have a great time tailgating with them. We go into the game, and then we go back out and tailgate some more. And I proceeded to get hammered.
Yeah, you flew by me. I don't know what happened.
Yeah, at some point, I just left you in my dust. You were pacing yourself because you had to go
to a wedding. I was not in the mood to be drunk at a wedding.
But I was just funneling alcohol into my gullet. And I ended up going home. I had every intention of watching the Miami-Pittsburgh game and then possibly going out later.
Right.
You know, maybe hooking up with you or, you know, hooking up with my wife who had a function to go to and meeting up with her out somewhere. I get home and I sit down to watch that football game, and I can't even focus on the TV. You know, I've got the spins. I'm just feeling awful.
Oh, no, Dave.
So I go to lay down, and then it hits me, and I run to the bathroom, and my dinner the rough side of my body.
Oh, no.
And, you know, I made a mess on the bath mat. And
you didn't even go in the toilet?
Well, most of it made it in the toilet, but some of it made it on the floor. I mean, it was a flashback to, you know, freshman year of college. I mean, it was embarrassing.
Yeah.
I'm embarrassed. I really apologize to everyone for my conduct of last weekend. So then I pass out on my bed, and I'm awoken at like 11 o'clock when my wife comes home, and I'm just a mess. I'm a wreck. So I go to sleep, and the next morning I wake up, and my left eye is just bloodshot and swollen.
Did you bust a blood vessel?
And aching. No, I didn't bust a blood vessel, but I couldn't see. And so,
sticky with that crud.
Yeah, so I'm putting eye drops in it.
You're the grossest man ever.
I know. And I brought it all upon myself. Don't drink alcohol, kids. So, you know, I'm miserable. And then so the next morning, Monday morning, I go into work. And, you know, it's just...
Is it still all big?
It's big and swollen and red, and it's watering. And not only is it uncomfortable, but it's uncomfortable for me knowing that people have to look at it.
Yeah, because they already have to look at your giant nose.
Right.
Big and swollen and red, and now you have a matching eye.
Because I don't know about you, but if you see someone with, like, a big, swollen, festering eye,
yeah,
it, like, makes your eye kind of water, and it kind of makes you feel nauseous.
Right.
So I know that I'm just making everyone more sick than usual when
and
they see me.
And they don't know what to say, because it's always really touchy when you see a coworker show up with a big injury, as far as like a facial injury, because I think maybe like, you know, well, it's a spousal injury,
right,
or, you know, you got
domestic.
You got in a fight with just some randomoid and he kicked your ass or whatever. So no one wants to say anything.
So I go to the eye doctor. I leave work and I go to the eye doctor. And they take a look at my eye under the microscope and they say, you have a scratched cornea.
You have drunk eye?
Yeah, I have drunk eye. And it's more than just a scratched cornea. It's a condition called corneal erosion, which means my cornea is breaking into pieces and flaking off.
What?
And so they asked me, have you ever scratched your eye before? And I said, yeah. I said, 2 years ago, I was at a retail establishment. We'll call it Plantain Federation.
Okay.
They sell clothing there. And I was trying on a shirt in the dressing room, and I took the shirt off, and the price tag raked me across the eyeball. And it was so painful, and I ended up actually having to put a patch on my eye for like a day to get my eye to settle down. So that was like 2 years ago, and I tell them this story, and they said, well, you know, if you scratch your eye bad enough, it can create this condition called corneal erosion, in which every 6 months, year, 2 years, something will happen to your eye. You know, you'll scrape it the wrong way, something will get in it, or it will dry out, and the cornea will break and flake off, and it'll be miserable pain, and then it'll heal back up until the next time it happens, and it'll happen for the rest of your life. So I'm thinking, great, I have this to look forward to. And they say, but there's a procedure that we can do. It involves tacking down your cornea. So they numb my eye, and they take a needle, and they basically punch a bunch of holes in my cornea to make sure it anchors down properly.
They did this?
Yeah.
And it worked?
Evidently.
Why didn't you get a nose job while you're in there?
I should have. I didn't think of it. I mean, I'm, you know, whipping out the insurance as it is. So I had to have a bunch of holes punched in my eye this week, and my cornea is healing, but I have to go on a regimen of these saline eye drops, stingy eye drops, for like 2 months. And I have to put this, like, gel on my eye every night when I go to sleep to make sure it doesn't dry out.
I could do that.
It's a pain in the ass. So
my special gel.
The moral of the story is don't go to an ass-kicking in which TCU destroys SMU.
Right.
And get totally S-faced and then scrape your eye on your pillow when you've already scraped your eye at Banana Republic.
Right, after vomiting.
Yeah. That's the moral of the story.
Wow.
So, but I am on the mend, and I appreciate all the calls and letters and emails from the P1.
You haven't gotten any.
No.
First time you told the story. So, did I tell you my eye story that happened over the summer when I was out walking the dogs and a bug flew in my eye?
That you just got dive bombed by a beetle or something?
I don't know what it was, but it flew in my eye. And I stopped, you know, like got down on my knees and was like totally rubbing my eyes and couldn't get the bug out. And finally I pulled out a bug, like a, you know, half the size of my pinky fingernail bug. And I'd already, it was dead, you know. But I went and flushed my eye out because I know there were remnants of that nasty bug that flew in my eye.
Right.
So then for the next month, my eye was really bothering me. It hurt.
You still had, like, a bug leg in there?
I go to the eye doctor thinking, you know, telling the story, thinking that something, somehow they cut my eye and that I needed something similar to what you had done. Well, so they prop my eye open like they do, and they put toothpicks in it, basically, like they did in Clockwork Orange.
Yeah, they made you watch a bunch of films.
Yeah, a bunch of crazy porn.
Like hardcore?
Mm-hmm. I was like, what are you doing?
How is this helping me?
Yeah, my pants ease down. And so she sticks like a microscope little dealie in my eye, and she's looking at it. She's like, oh, my God.
You have bug eggs growing in your eyeball.
Yeah, you're larva boy. No, she found a leg, half of a bug leg, sticking out of my eye that was stuck in my eyeball.
It was like sticking...
Yes, sticking out.
It was like impaled in your eyeball.
Yes, yes.
Gross.
Yes. And that's why my eye was itching all the time.
Yeah, because your lid, every time you blink, you're bumping up against your insect leg.
And I was always, just, you know,
and
rubbing my eye.
And you're pushing that leg in further?
Yeah, every time I did that, just jamming it in there. So she got tweezers and, you know, eye tweezers and pulled it out and showed it to me. And, you know, it was probably not a quarter of an inch long, but maybe an eighth of an inch long bug leg.
I don't even
stuck
know.
In my eye.
I don't even know you anymore.
I know. Isn't that horrible?
That's disgusting.
Yeah. So we have a lot in common.
Gosh. Man, I feel so much closer to you now.
I know.
I didn't know you anymore like 2 seconds ago, but now look, we're blood brothers. We're eyeball brothers.
Well, good. I'm glad that, and I had to put those drops in my eyes too. So I know how that feels.
The eye is such a complex mechanism.
I know.
And it's, vision is such a precious gift. I thank God every day for it now.
Blind or deaf? Not even a question, you know?
Give me deaf.
Yeah.
Even though I love the music.
Yeah.
I mean, the music is probably my, outside of sports, it's my passion in life.
Right.
I love music, even though I can't play a lick of it. But, yeah, I would take deaf over blind.
Yeah. And, well, I mean, you can function while you're, if you're just deaf. You can drive.
Can you? Are you allowed?
If you're deaf?
You can't hear sirens.
So?
You're supposed to.
What you got mirrors for? You can drive if you're deaf, can't you?
All right.
I'm looking around for answers to these creeps.
Do we have anyone from the DMV here?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you can do it. Hell yeah. Yeah. My sister does it. So, anyway, great, Dave. That's great. All right, it's 10:45 here on Sports Radio 1310.
Do you have something coming up next?
No, what do you want to do?
Well, okay, we're talking about the end of football season drawing near.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, the culmination of football season is the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
There is an event that's being tied to the Super Bowl that is going to be quite controversial. We'll talk about that next.
Thomas? Expecting that perfect holiday gift from your wife? Don't count on it. Take matters into your own hands, just like you did last night, and buy yourself the Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket December item of the month, the Ticket Stocking Stuffer.
Ticket Travel Mug. He was made for Jersey Pride, orange, goofy, got that for your booty, fine, bottle, and
all this stuff for $35, complete with a happy holiday card signed by all the ticket guys. Log on to theticket.com now.
all live, all local, all sports, all the time. Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. Just a bunch of guys hanging out and talking sports. Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. The station everyone can agree on at work. Welcome to Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. Our guys talking about our teams in our town. Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. Sports news first guaranteed. Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. KTCK, Dallas-Fort Worth, KTVK, Sherman-Denison, KTDK, Sanger.
Dig it, we think you will too. Head to Twitter today and tell them the Hardline sent you.
I'm Layla, the Mavericks see retribution next on the Ticket Picker.
Are you looking for the perfect Christmas gift for your number one Red Raider fan? Well, look no further. On December 22nd, the O'Reilly Auto Parts Christmas Classic will reunite coaches Bob Knight and Steve Alford at the American Airlines Center in Dallas, Texas, when Texas Tech plays Iowa. And in the spirit of the holidays, O'Reilly will save you money and provide you the chance to win tickets to sit behind Coach Knight's bench. Go by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store and pick up a coupon good for $5 off all $29 and $39 ticket purchases. While you're there, be sure to register to win a pair of tickets to the game and a chance to sit behind the Red Raiders bench. Plus, all ticket holders at the game will get a free game shirt and free program compliments of O'Reilly Auto Parts, State Farm Companies, Pilgrim's Pride, and Federated Insurance. Tickets on sale now at all Ticketmaster.
Well, surprise, surprise. This is Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. If we've proven one thing, we've proven you can do this as good as we can. All local, all sports, all the time. Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Games. Now if you pick up the N-Gage Holiday Gift Pack that includes an N-Gage and three games like Tom Clancy's Splinter Cell for just $299 at either GameStop or EB Games, you'll get a $100 instant rebate. You'll have scored the gift that made this year's Rolling Stone magazine hot list for just $199. This gaming device with mobile phone, MP3 player, and FM radio lets you play by yourself or challenge an opponent in head-to-head competition via Bluetooth wireless technology. So now you can play games like NCAA Football 2004, Red Faction, and FIFA Soccer 2004. For $100 less than anyone else. N-Gage anyone, anywhere. Offer expires 12/31/03 and is only available in the U.S. See stores for details.
Dallas Fort Worth's Ticket.
The NBA has suspended Karl Malone for one game after his elbow on Steve Nash in the Mavs-Lakers game on Thursday. McBride Electric and Texas Land and Cattle bring you the ticker. Nash says it was a pretty bad elbow.
You know, I just reached in to try to poke the ball loose from him, and next thing you know, my tooth was going backwards. So I don't know. I haven't seen a replay. But it didn't seem like a great play.
Mavericks take on the Magic tonight at 7:30 at the AAC. It's conference championship weekend in college football. The big one is the Big 12 championship between number one Oklahoma and 13th ranked K-State. If K-State were to win, it would be their first ever upset of a number one team. Other games of note also at 7 is the SEC title game between LSU and Georgia. And the Pac-10 title game is at 3:30 with number two USC taking on Oregon State. In boxing, Arlington's Kurt Johnson will face Vitaly Klitschko tonight in a 12-round fight. The winner will challenge Lennox Lewis for the WBC heavyweight title. Our next ticket ticker is at 11:10, breaking sports news first, guaranteed. I'm Layla, reminding you to remember the time you spend listening to The Rant Weekend on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. Hey guys, did you know that the average washing machine holds 2 bags of ice and 24 cans of beer? See, it's not a worthless appliance after all.
It is 11:10:55 on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. You're listening to The Rant at Car Toys in Frisco, Texas. Beautiful Frisco, just north of Plano and Richardson and Dallas and all the other places that are just north that you love. Yeah. And Car Toys is located off Preston.
Just north of 121.
Yes, Stonebriar Mall, right across the street from Texas Land and Cattle. It's an exciting store filled with energy and toys.
You know, we talked about all the different mobile carriers that they have here.
Mm-hmm.
Verizon, Sprint, T-Mobile, AT&T Wireless, Nextel, Singular.
Mm-hmm.
Let me tell you the sweet deal you can get on a Motorola T720 flip phone. It's got a color screen, only $19.95 after rebate with select Verizon wireless rate plans.
$20 for a phone?
Yep.
What do they think of next?
I don't know. I don't know how people live without a mobile phone. Do you know anyone that doesn't have a mobile phone anymore?
Yep, Ken Batang.
Really?
Old 97's Ken refuses to get one. I was that steadfast, and I don't want one.
I used to be that way. I used to, you know, if people want to get a hold of me, they'll call my home phone. I'll get the message when I get it. And, you know, and then my girlfriend, now wife, forced me to get one just because she wanted to be able to reach me.
She wanted to track you.
She wanted to, what do they call it, pee with me?
Right.
And I don't know how I existed without it. I mean, I was so resistant to the mobile phone, and now I don't even use my home phone.
My wife implanted a GPS chip in my neck. She can track me at all times.
Yeah. They need to invent that. So you can tag your spouse.
You know, they do that with dogs.
They implant
the chip in there.
Yeah, we're going to do that with our pup.
Yeah, I don't think we've done it yet. Maybe she's done it behind my back, which I doubt she would ever do. But anyway, so you can come out here and get your dog's chips.
No, just the phone.
Oh, okay. All right, so the Super Bowl, which I'm going to go ahead and say is the biggest pro football game of the year.
Yeah, pretty much.
They have something crazy going on at halftime. And, you know, every network's been trying to come up with the crazy halftime spectacle.
FTV with the celebrity deathmatch.
Beavis and Butthead, remember that?
Yeah, Beavis
I remember turning over there in the 90s to watch Beavis and Butthead.
NBC has done like a Friends thing at halftime, haven't they? Didn't they do a Friends thing or something?
I don't know. Spice. They had a Christmas special.
What?
What'd you say?
Spice? Huh. Don't remember that. So, yeah, everyone is trying to get people to flip away from the Super Bowl during the beating that is the Super Bowl halftime show.
You know what? It's not always a beating.
Well, except for you two.
Right.
If they would have U2 or a band of that ilk every year and just play music, I would be in.
Who is it this year?
I don't even know. Have they announced it?
I bet you it's country or hip hop.
Toby Keith?
No, I hope not.
Toby Keith and Nelly?
I hope not. So now the latest concoction from the network brass.
I don't know if there's network involved.
Because this is pay-per-view. Whoever invented this is. I'm guessing, I don't think there's much overhead in this. It's not like they're putting a lot of money into it.
Well, they have a couple of celebrity people involved.
All right.
But it is sponsored. I read today that Dodge has signed on as the sponsor of this.
Okay. Well, go ahead and tell everybody what it is.
It is a pay-per-view event. You will have to pay $20 to $30 on your cable or satellite system to watch the first annual Lingerie Bowl.
Oh, dear.
It's a 7-on-7 tackle football game featuring models and actresses in their underwear. The team captains, just to add some legitimacy to this, that it's not going to be just, I mean, I'm sure there are going to be some spare chicks that no one's ever heard of, but they do have some named nookie girls as the team captains. Angie Everhart.
I'm familiar with her. She used to date Sylvester Stallone.
Yep, Sports Illustrated swimsuit model. And the other chick is, other team captain is Nikki Ziering, former Playboy centerfold, married Ian Ziering from 90210 fame.
They're divorced now, though. Why
did
she keep that name?
I guess because there was value in that name. Not really, but
kinda. I mean, like, what has that guy done?
Nothing.
I mean, that's Screech right there.
Yeah, pretty much. So Nikki Screech and Angie Everhart are the team captains. Now, there are also coaches involved. One team is going to be coached by LT.
Oh,
Lawrence
good.
Taylor, not LaDainian Tomlinson. And the other coach is Eric Dickerson, former SMU great.
So they gave LT an 8-ball. I'm sure to coach. And Dickerson probably $10,000.
Is that what an 8-ball's worth?
I have no idea.
I don't know. So, yeah, and their uniforms, I hope that's not the uniform because that is ugly as S right there. But it says the uniform is matching lace trim, matching lace trimmed bras, panties, and garters with the players' numbers sewn over the left bra cups. 7-on-7 tackle football, chicks in lingerie.
Tackle?
Yeah. They're going to, like, borderline mud wrestle, I guess.
I'm interested.
Are you?
Yeah.
Should we all get together and watch the Super Bowl and pitch in for this?
I think, what is it, $5 a piece?
No, it's $20.
Yeah, you get four people to pitch in, big deal.
$5 a piece. I mean, it'll be, you know, probably a 15, 20-minute broadcast. I mean, I don't know. It's probably going to be a complete waste of time.
Yeah. But how do they, you know, I'm assuming these girls are quite juggy. How do they keep it in?
Well, it is pay-per-view, so I guess if something pops out, then that's fair game. Which is why people are saying that this might backfire on Dodge, because Dodge is sponsoring this thing. You know, and Dodge has kind of the male chauvinist ad campaign now, you know, with the, is that a Hemi?
Yeah.
You know, that whole thing. You know, they've got the Dodge trucks and the new Dodge Durango. And
how is it going to backfire?
Well, there are people thinking that, you know, that it's going to end up being bad PR for Dodge.
Whatever.
He being associated with this.
Whatever. If you like Dodge, you're going to go buy the truck. You know, it's the bottom line. It's not going to do anything for him one way or the other.
So you're interested?
Yeah, I am. I am. Are you?
I'll have to see the full rosters.
Well, what does it matter? You're not going to see.
I'm going to have to break down the matchups.
Do you have a rooting interest or something? Like, who's going to win?
You know what? I actually think both of these girls are deadly hot.
Yeah.
Angie Everhart is really, really hot. And Nikki Ziering, for those of you who may not be familiar with her work, if you saw the most recent American Pie movie, American Wedding, she was the one of the strippers. She was in the cop outfit.
Is she really hot?
Oh, my God, is she hot. We're getting a so-so from our engineer.
Whatever, dude. Is she chesty?
Yeah.
She is?
I'm sure they're artificial, but...
So? Well, actually, I'm against the artificial breast, but...
What? Why?
Why? Because they've ruined the real boob.
For you?
For everyone. They've ruined them. Because that's the expectation now, these big balloons that don't move one way or the other.
I think if... Okay, I am opposed to the cartoon stripper boob.
Right.
But the tasteful, natural-looking artificial boob...
Very rare. Very rare.
Okay, well, all right. Let me say that I support one-third of boob jobs. I'll just put out a number. I'll say two-thirds of them are probably hack jobs or too big. But there's a third of them that I would just love to need lovingly.
Yeah, I've never been with the big cartoony, you know, triple fake ones. But I have been with the one with a decent job.
And was it all that I dream about?
No. They felt like Nerf footballs.
I love Nerf footballs.
No, you don't, man. It's a really weird feeling. It's very odd. You know? It's not right. It's not loving and soft and comforting. It's more machine-like.
But, you know, if I had the opportunity, I would make love to an android.
Well, that's weird.
Do we have somebody on the line? Is that what you said, Jason?
Okay. Tim in Houston, you're on Sports Radio 13 and the Ticket.
I just wanted to join in on this. My wife's got the kind that are like the cantaloupes inside of a stretched out plastic glove.
Yeah.
Not too bad, but whenever I grab them, she says, pull it up, snake.
Huh.
Waste of my time and yours.
Yeah, I'm sorry for that.
Okay, coming up next, we have stories from the world of entertainment, which we're going to call entertainment news.
Or e-news for short.
Yes, and I don't have a specific tease, but just know these stories are all shocking.
KTTK Dallas-Fort Worth, KTBK Sherman Denison, KTDK Sanger. Listen three times as much as the next guy when you dial into Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket.
And we can be found on one of three frequencies.
At 1310 AM, 1700 AM, and 104.1 FM.
You may be saying to yourself, why do you need three? Well, we're that good. No, it doesn't suck. We're just that good. That's right, we're that good.
The Ticket Ticker delivers up-to-the-minute sports news about our teams and our town three times an hour at 10, 30, and 50. Dunham and Miller. Welcome to Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket.
Breaking Cowboys news first, guaranteed. Ticket tickers at 10, 30, and 50 past the hour. This is Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. This is The Ticket. KTCK, Dallas-Fort Worth, KTVK, Sherman-Denison, KTDK, Sanger. Welcome to Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
www.theticket.com.
This is Sports Radio 1310. The Ticket.
Eligibility to keep your number varies. See VerizonWireless.com/bestnetwork for details.
I'm Layla. Oklahoma faces their final regular season challenge next on The Ticket Ticker.
How would you like to be on the air? An exciting position in radio broadcasting awaits you. If you've ever dreamed of being a radio disc jockey, newscaster, sportscaster, or production director, this is one of those rare times in history where positive change is waiting for you. American Broadcasting School, one of the most successful and best-known broadcasting institutions of its kind, presents your window of opportunity now. Now you can train in fully equipped broadcasting studios. Plus, there's job placement assistance upon graduation. This is a nationally accredited institution that's ready to help you take your first steps into your new future. There's never been a more exciting time to be in the world of broadcasting. Day and night classes are now enrolling here in Arlington, and financial aid is available for those who qualify. For more information and a free brochure, call Metro 817-695-2474 or check it out at www.radioschool.com.
Breaking sports news first, guaranteed. Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. Just a bunch of guys hanging out and talking sports. Well, surprise, surprise.
Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Our guys, talking about our team in our town. Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
972-221-8724. That's 972-221-8724.
This is The Ticket.
It's conference championship day in college football. Wingstop and Bootown Western Warehouse bring you The Ticker. The game with the most local flavor is the Big 12 championship. With Oklahoma and Kansas State, OU will face K-State's talented quarterback, Al Roberson. And Bob says, Roberson has many weapons.
He's very capable of throwing the ball, but I think why that happens is because so often the run sets up the pass. His option game and all the excellent job they do running the football.
Kickoff is at 7 o'clock at Arrowhead Stadium in Kansas City. Mavericks play the Magic tonight at the AAC. Magic are riding high on an 18-game losing streak. That after their loss to the Spurs last night, Mavs will still be without Dirk Nowitzki. Dirk expects to return from his ankle injury on Wednesday when the Mavericks play the Clippers. Stars play the San Jose Sharks tonight at 9:30 on the West Coast. Stars are coming off their 3-0 shutout loss to the Kings. That's a Ticket Ticker, a service of Sears. Right now at Sears Auto Center, all Goodyear tires are on sale at the lowest prices of the year. But this deal only lasts until December 6th, so hurry. Sears, good life, great price. Our next Ticket Ticker is at 11:30, breaking sports news first, guaranteed. I'm Layla, reminding you to remember the time you spend listening to The Rant on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
The boys travel to the city of brotherly shove to take on McNabb and the Eagles tomorrow, 12 noon. Our Cowboys countdown to kickoff begins at 10 a.m. Brought to you by Chuck Fairbank Chevrolet on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
It's 11:14 on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. You're listening to The Rant from Car Toys in Frisco, Texas. And if you're in the market for anything car toys-wise, such as maybe CD and MP3 decks or wireless phones, well, they have fabulous deals because it is Christmas time and everybody's ready to make a deal for Christmas, baby.
Yeah, and if you buy a deck, like a MP3 or CD deck for your car worth more than $150, you get a pair of Kenwood or Pioneer speakers for free.
Free. They outfit your whole car basically for $150. So you can't beat that as I'm losing it here. They have in-car theaters from only $129. I don't even know what that is, but it sounds wonderful.
That's like those little DVD players. If you have kids, that's pretty much essential now. You just stick them in the back seat,
oh,
put them
really?
In. Yeah.
$129?
Uh-huh.
That's a good deal. All the car toys, it's on Preston Road, on the east side of Preston, across the street from Texas Land and Cattle. It is in Retail Row. I swear, I can't believe all the restaurants and shops out here.
I know, it's a maze. It's a maze of retail up here. But pretty much anything you could possibly want. You could do all your Christmas shopping in a day up here.
And Christmas eating. All right, there's a few stories from the world of entertainment that have caught our eye. One in particular.
Is this officially the start of E! News?
I don't know. I guess, yeah.
Okay, here is
no,
the
if
most
you do it, I'll
break.
Punch you in the face. A federal prosecutor in Baltimore whose body was found in Pennsylvania.
So he's dead.
Yeah, he's dead.
Well, yeah, because generally when you say someone's body, that means they're not alive anymore.
That's a great assumption. This prosecutor was prosecuting this rap case, this guy, this rapper who was supposedly running this heroin ring.
Tupac?
The guy's name is Dion Smith.
Never heard of him.
I haven't either. He was the rap artist, and Walter Poindexter was his business associate.
Huh. His heavy?
His heroin buddy. So they're prosecuting these two. Well, on the third day of the trial in the drug conspiracy case for the rapper, the guy's bloody body was found in Pennsylvania.
The prosecutor?
Yes. He had been stabbed 36 times and was tortured before he was thrown into a creek to drown.
That hurts.
This guy's just a lawyer, man.
Well, he's trying to take down this rapper, and you know how rappers are.
They say that it could be the rappers and their posse that got to him, but they also say that the guy's name is Jonathan Luna. They say that Luna had prosecuted an array of violent criminals who might have wanted vengeance.
That's a
dangerous line of work, man. Because you're basically asking for it. Because you're sending, you know, these hoodlums up the river, and they're going to be mad about it. And well, they certainly have friends who are going to want to take vengeance.
Right. One law enforcement official who spoke on the condition of anonymity told investigators that Mr. Luna's slaying might have resulted from a personal relationship that turned violent, and he thinks it wasn't linked to his work at all.
Weird.
Yeah. So here's what happened to the guy. They say that first he was tortured with the knife. Like, they poked him over and over and over again with the tip of the knife. Like, they probably poked him a quarter of an inch deep.
That's
over
so the,
and over
so the 37
and over.
Stab wounds doesn't count the
no.
little tip
no.
wounds.
Then he was stabbed 36 times, was alive still, they say, when he was dumped into the river and he drowned.
No, don't applaud that.
They say that if he wouldn't have been put in the water, he probably would have bled to death. This is a guy who has a wife. He has two young sons. Just doing his job, you know.
Horrible.
They say he left his office that night at 11:40 p.m. He returned to his office at 8:40 p.m., wrote up the papers. Okay, so the third day of that trial, these guys, they had reached a plea bargain with these two rap artists. And so after the plea was reached, he came up to write up the papers, leaves at 11:40. That was his last known sighting. They say, we just had the vehicle leaving the garage. That's it.
So he got carjacked or something at some point.
Probably so. They say over the past 2 years, he won conviction or guilty pleas against a man who tried to burn six Mexican immigrants out of their home, and he prosecuted the leader of a bank robbery ring.
So there's no shortage of suspects. Well, all I know is that I am not going to buy any more Dion Smith albums.
I would imagine he doesn't even have a record out. Well, did you hear Spike Lee? He spoke at Brown University last week and basically was just ripping the rap industry.
Yeah. I heard you talk about it on E! News during the week.
Yeah.
And he is, you know, you would expect just an uninformed opinion. You would think that Spike Lee was on board with, you know, rap culture.
Yeah.
You would lump him in with that. But evidently, he's totally against it, right?
100%. And, I mean, there's no question that Spike Lee is a black activist, and he's out for the betterment of the black community, which is fine. I don't have any problem with that. But I think he gets a bad rap,
so to speak,
because people just glob him in there with, like, Jesse Jackson or something just because he's outspoken and he's a leader in the black community. But I think they're totally different. I really respect Spike Lee.
What do you think about his street cred?
Spike's?
Yeah. Do you think it's...
Oh, he's got it.
Do you think it's as high as it was during the She's Gotta Have It, Michael Jackson?
Sure.
Or not Michael Jackson, Michael Jordan days?
Sure, I think so. Because he is still the premier black filmmaker. Yeah?
Yeah.
And I don't know, what's the guy's name who did... oh, God. The Cuba Gooding Jr. movie, the first movie. Boys in the Hood.
Which
John Singleton.
Overrated.
John Singleton hadn't really done much in the last 4 or 5 years. So Spike Lee is still the guy who's out there, and he's... I think the people in the black community listen to him.
Well, maybe he can make an impact, because basically he called out... he echoed the sentiments of most rap critics in that he believes that rap is glorifying aspects of black culture that don't need to be glorified.
Right.
That the lifestyle and the violence and the treatment of women that is in a majority of rap, that... it basically, Spike Lee is saying, it's creating a self-fulfilling prophecy that you're perpetuating this kind of...
He was also talking about how, you know, when he was a kid growing up in the 60s and 70s, that every kid, black or white, but he says especially in his neighborhood, they were taught to speak correctly and use proper English, and that was something that he strived towards. That was a goal for he and his friends. Now, in a lot of circles in the black community, you're looked down upon that.
Right, you're an Oreo.
Yeah, you're a sellout, basically, you know, for whatever reason, which I don't understand. I don't get that at all. So, I don't know. I like Spike Lee. I know a lot of people don't, and a lot of people don't like his movies, but I like the guy.
I like him. I as far as his movies go, like, there are some that I like. There are others that I could take or leave.
He's talented, though.
Yeah,
he has got something. Gwyneth Paltrow and Chris Martin of Coldplay, he knocked her up. They announced it last week, and now they applied for a marriage license in Santa Barbara.
Oh, so they're not going to have an illegitimate child.
Yahoo! I agree with you, too. She is nuts.
Yes, eventually she will completely crater and have a nervous breakdown or something. I mean, it may not be in the next year, it may not be in the next 5 years, but that marriage will end in divorce and she will end up going nuts.
Yeah, because she just seems real shaky.
She is. She's an emotional basket case.
Right.
She has so many issues with her dad.
Yeah.
And don't get me wrong, I am not one of those people who think she's overrated.
I am.
I think she's pretty hot.
I'm not. Wait a minute. I'm not. I am one. I don't think she's hot.
I think she's very hot. I think she is maybe not quite as hot as her promoters say she is.
You don't think she has breakfast boobs? Little fried eggs?
Probably. Never seen them, so I wouldn't know. But I enjoy her waifish figure.
She's too pasty for me. I don't know what it is.
Did you think she was hot in the Royal Tenenbaums?
No. She was disgusting in the role. She was a freak look. You mean that eyeshadow?
I thought she was kind of hot in that role.
Ugh. Never. She looked like an anorexic, but you like that.
Yeah, I do.
You enjoy that.
I prefer that.
So they're getting married. The story that...
By the way, if you want to follow along with E! News, just open to page 2A of the Dallas Morning News.
Was the Spike Lee story in there or the rat murder story? The rest of it is, though. So yeah, go ahead and open it up. What's this guy's name? Evan Marriott, who is the Joe Millionaire guy, the original
first,
guy.
Yeah, first one.
He got a game show hosting gig.
It's on the Game Show Network.
So? This guy is such a mutant and social retard.
How many takes?
He couldn't carry on a sentence if he had to, and he got a job hosting a game show.
How many takes do you think it'll take him to get that, like a 30-minute episode in the can? I mean, they'll probably have to shoot for 2 days.
Unbelievable. You know, one of the chicks who was in The Real World, MTV's The Real World, the London cast, my wife watches that. My wife's still into The Real World.
That's so 10 years ago.
She loves it. She loves all that stuff, Real World, Road Rule Challenge, and all that crap. But anyway, one of the chicks that was on the London cast is in the new Bridget Jones movie, Bridget Jones Diary movie with Renee Zellweger, and they have a big lesbian scene.
What?
Yes, and she's the girl.
She's got a major role?
Yes.
Well, I don't know if I'd applaud that. I mean, maybe under ordinary circumstances, I'd want to see Renee Zellweger in a lesbo scene, but not when she's all
porked
out,
up.
Bridget Jones'd out.
Boy, you know, I think they paid her $13, $14, $15 million to do the movie.
Yeah, and it cost her relationship with, what's his name? Jack White? What is his name?
Yeah, Jack White, because he's sick of having a pudgy girl around eating
the guy from the White Stripes broke up with her because all she wanted to do was sit at home and eat junk food.
I don't blame him. I would have dumped her, too.
Yep.
Although, she'll lose it quickly.
Can't be good
for her. She's a personal trainer. So what? She'll lose it. Anyway, the show that he's hosting is called Fake a Date, which will premiere in March. On Fake a Date, a contestant will date two singles, one looking for love and the other who's hoping to win a luxury trip with his or her significant other. The contestant must decide who is sincere. Not a bad premise.
That's all right.
You know? Why didn't it run on, like, why don't they do it with Menage or what are all those shows that run late night on Fox? You know what I'm talking about, those dating shows?
Yeah, Third Wheel or whatever.
Yeah, all that
crap. Or a Date.
Yeah.
Those shows are just disgusting. They make me nauseous when I watch them.
Yeah, I know.
So, okay, the chick from Survivor, Tim Hasselbeck's wife, the
it's in The View now.
Yeah, what's
I don't know her name.
I'm blanking, but who does he play quarterback? The Redskins. Redskins quarterback. Yeah, she used to be on Survivor, and now she is on The View. Is she, like...
I didn't know she was on Survivor.
Is she the leader in the clubhouse as far as reality contestants parlaying their fame?
Yeah.
Is that the biggest...
Host of The View?
Is that the highest profile gig any reality
person...
That's
a huge show. I mean, that is like... Next to Oprah, I think The View is the second most watched woman show out there.
Really?
Yeah. Well, they love that show.
When is it on? Like 10
a.m.
or 11?
10 a.m. on...
prime time for housewives.
Yeah.
Kids have just gone off to school.
Yeah.
They sit down with a
Dill.
Carton of Haagen-Dazs.
Let's see. There is... Oh, I talked to you about Diane Keaton.
Yeah.
You know who Diane Keaton is.
Yeah.
Famous, yes, George. Famous actress. She won, I believe, Best Actress for Annie Hall in the 70s.
Yeah, she's
Woody
been
Allen
in many
film.
Woody Allen films.
Yeah. Great actress. Not real attractive.
No, I mean, well, for her age, she's not that bad, really.
She's in the new Jack Nicholson movie.
Yeah. Which looks interesting. It looks kind of like As Good as It Gets, but...
It's called Something's Gotta Give. Nicholson, Diane Keaton, Keanu Reeves is in it.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, she is lost. She just looks like a frow, just a typical 50-something-year-old woman to me. Not that great, you know. Certainly wasn't any Lauren Bacall, Jane Fonda, late mid-50s looking woman who I thought was, you know, were really attractive. Anyway, she has lost probably 30, 40 pounds. And damn it, if she's not good looking.
Did she lose it for the movie or just she decided?
I just got tired of being fat.
Do they have a picture of her on
no.
page 2A of the morning news?
No, they don't. I saw this morning as I was doing show prep on the E! Network.
Uh-huh.
And she looked great. And supposedly, rumor has it that her and Nicholson are palling around now.
Really?
Yeah.
But he doesn't look great.
But he could have anybody he wants.
Yeah, I guess. But how old is he now?
He's 60-something. 64, 5, 63.
Three.
You know, it...
No, he's 66. Screw me.
Three.
I really enjoyed about Schmidt because it, you know, finally... Nicholson played a character that was his age.
Right.
Brad Smith.
Right, Greco.
But, you know, I guess in this latest movie, he goes back to playing the kind of playboy character, you know, the...
You get,
he's playing the same character that he was playing 20 years ago.
Right. Well,
he's just kind of tiresome to me.
He dated Laura Flynn Boyle, who should be your hero as far as a woman goes.
That's true, although she is
5'4".
She's too skinny.
68 yeah. pounds.
She's too skinny.
Yeah, that's perfect for you.
I love the anorexic, but not that anorexic.
He also dated 39-year-old Rebecca Broussard.
I don't know who that is.
She's hot, is who she is.
God bless him. I mean, I hope that... You know, should my wife pass away and I'm still alive at 66?
When she passes away.
I hope I can nail girls half my age.
You won't be able to. You have to be famous.
Maybe I'll be rich.
Maybe you'll inherit all your wife's money.
Yeah.
You can parlay that into more action.
Happy birthday, Erica. I love you.
Is today your birthday?
Yesterday was.
Wonderful. How old?
28.
Ah, you got 2 years before
yep.
she's done. And also on page 2A, you'll see a picture of Pam Anderson who looks like a mutant.
She does.
I do it.
I am a supporter of Pam Anderson.
I normally am, but what has happened to her face?
I don't know. She looks like...
It doesn't even look like her.
She looks like a man.
Yeah. Maybe it's she had surgery or something done. She looks awful. It's disgusting. Yuck.
Maybe it's just a bad picture.
Coming up next, Dave's stories from around the world, and I'm assuming they're wacky.
On the ticket.
Ticket.
Thursdays on the ticket, two-thirds of the triplets are talking Cowboys. Michael Irvin, Thursday afternoons at 6:10 with the Hardline.
There he goes, the Michael Irvin show for this week.
That is...
like a reality show.
That's about 4 or 5 minutes that I'll never get back. Listening to him try to run through the airport.
And Troy Aikman, Thursday mornings at 8:10 with Dunham and Miller.
Troy, thanks for your insight and candor.
Live, all local, all sports, all the time. Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. Just a bunch of guys hanging out and talking sports. Talking Cowboys, Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. This is Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. The station everyone can agree on at work. The Ticket.
Call now for your season tickets, 972-785-4900.
I'm Layla. Could we see a Heisman-type performance in Kansas City next on The Ticket Ticker?
The Big Buck Restaurant in Grapevine continues to win rave reviews from the food critics and the locals alike. And if you haven't been to Big Buck recently, then now is the time to visit and experience the new menu developed by renowned chef Mark Kelly of McCormick & Smith fame. You'll savor maple glazed pecan salmon, house-smoked barbecued ribs, oven-baked tortellini, blue crab and shrimp cakes, and a spectacular sirloin steak finished with a roasted Italian topping. Mmm-mmm. Planning a holiday party? Big Buck guarantees a memorable event that is sure to please your guests, taste, and your budget. Looking for a place to take the family? Little Buck's age 12 and under eat for just a buck when accompanied by mom or dad. Two children per parent, please. So what are you waiting for? Join your friends at Big Buck Brewery and Steakhouse in Grapevine today, located just off Highway 121 next to the Bass Pro.
Welcome to Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. Guys, talking about our teams in our town. Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Information, log on to www.cancer.org. A message from Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Dallas Fort Worth's Ticket. Ticket, ticket.
Oklahoma quarterback Jason White is one of the best in the nation. Crest Auto Group and Home Theater Design bring you the ticker. So far, he has 40 touchdowns and only 6 interceptions this season. He could tack on some more TDs after their Big 12 championship game against Kansas State. Wildcat coach Phil Snyder says White definitely has got something.
He can throw the ball vertical. He's, he throws the intermediate range throws. He, is accurate on the underneath stuff. He moves around better than people want to give him credit for in the pocket.
Kickoff is at 7 tonight in Kansas City at Arrowhead. Mavericks play host to the hapless Orlando Magic at 7:30 at the AAC, while the Stars take on the San Jose Sharks at 9:30 out on the West Coast. Checking out some of the college basketball games in progress, one very notable between number 12 Oklahoma and 6th-ranked Michigan State right now with 7:49 left in the first half. OU holding on to a 2-point lead, 21-19. Number 2 Florida in action against Stetson. That with 8:02 left in the first. Florida up 20-16. And Illinois out to an early 20-9 lead on Arkansas. That with 9 minutes and 50 seconds left in the first half. Our next ticket ticker is at 11:50, breaking sports news first, guaranteed. I'm Layla, reminding you to remember the time you spend listening to The Rant weekends on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Mad Radio's Dan McDowell and Bob Sturm host the Ticket Dallas Stars postgame show live from the Miller Lite Sky Bar at the AAC after every Stars home game. Only on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
It is 11:40 on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. Polyphonic.
Yeah. Hey,
are you going to the Christmas show?
Yeah, I was just going to put in a plug. Our good friends, Polyphonic Spree. Not that I know any of them, but their annual Christmas show at Lakewood Theater is coming up in 2 weeks. They have 2 shows, a Friday show and a Saturday show. And tickets are $20 a piece, $25 at the door, but it's probably going to sell out. And I think tickets are only available at Good Records.
It's a fabulous show if you've never seen the Polyphonic Spree. Hello. Yes. So we encourage everyone to go check that scene out, if at all possible. We're at Car Toys off of Preston Road and in Frisco. And it's on the east side of Preston, just across the street from Stonebriar Mall, specifically across the street from Texas Landing Cattle. And there are millions and millions and millions of deals to take advantage of out here at Car Toys.
If you want to, if you buy the right packages for your car or your phone, you could take advantage to up to $250 in savings and rebates today.
The store is open until 9 o'clock this evening, so you can take advantage of the late hours that Car Toys has as well.
That's right.
All right, David.
And we still have a pair of Sidekicks tickets for tomorrow's game. Who are they playing? The Kansas City Spares?
It doesn't matter. Just come pick them up if you want them. Just put them on eBay for a lark.
Hey, we're in Frisco. There are soccer moms up here that might want to take their kids.
I think most people who live up here in Frisco never make it down past 6:35, though.
That's probably true. It's probably true.
All right. David, I would like to be wowed with stories from you.
Okay, yeah, I'm going to tease that in the next segment we're going to have some sexual quick hits, but now we're just going to do some weird and wacky stories, if you'd like. God, it's freezing.
Yeah, you can shut the door.
Okay, this story comes to us from Gulfport, Mississippi.
Ah, that's where Gordon's from.
Yep. This guy...
By the way, Gordon's not here.
Yeah, by the way.
Undergoing surgery, so pray for him.
Okay, this guy has been tabbed as the perp in a robbery of a grocery store. Mm-hmm. Armed robbery attempt at the Save a Center in Long Beach, Mississippi.
I wouldn't think you'd get a lot of money from Save a Center, but go ahead, Dave.
This guy, the reason that he was identified is because of his tattoos.
That he had a tattoo that said, like, Mike Davis on his bicep or something?
Well, earlier in that day, earlier in the day of the attempted robbery at the Save a Center, there was a nearby convenience store, you know, just down the road a piece, that he stopped in at, and he bought a soft drink, and he left $200 on the counter. So he'd obviously knocked up some other store at some point.
Right.
So he actually leaves his money on the counter and comes back and grabs it. And, you know, so the, you know, that makes a mental note in the cashier's mind. And they also have him on the surveillance camera, and he's got these tattoos. And ends up he has an attempted robbery at this other place, and they identify him as the suspect because of these tattoos. They eventually track him down because of his tattoos. He has three tattoos. One of them was a picture of a gun on his neck, and I guess maybe on the other side of his neck or maybe on the back of his neck.
It said robber?
No, it said the words, not guilty.
Oh, my God. Well, it's just as bad. I will rob you.
Yeah, so he has been arrested by police and is facing charges.
Are people so stupid? Why would you get a gun and a not guilty tattoo on your person?
I don't know. I guess it's popular with the kids. There's this crazy story that comes to us from Port Clinton, which I don't even know where that is. Do you have any idea where that is? Oh, Central Ohio. Okay.
In Houston.
This guy, Christopher McVicker, he's 29 years old. He was charged this week with inducing panic, public indecency, and being an intoxicated pedestrian for this incident that happened back on August 1st. He was evidently under the influence of alcohol and Mary Jane at the time.
Right.
He and a friend were riding along in a pickup truck east on Ohio Highway number 2.
Mm-hmm.
And a trio of friends were following behind in the second vehicle. And this guy, McVicker, just unprovoked, starts choking his friend, who's driving the pickup truck, pummeling him, and yelling that he wants to die. Just snaps.
The guy that he's beating up a guy, but at the same time as he's beating up, he is yelling that he wants to die?
Right.
Okay.
So his friend pulls the truck over, after which the guy dives out of the driver's side window, dives over his buddy out the driver's side window onto the highway, runs across all four lanes of the highway, runs up on an embankment to the bridge, and there he strips naked, and then he runs and jumps onto a Dodge Neon traveling at 55 going down the other direction on the highway.
Did he land on it like a surfer? And
yeah, I guess so. He dives onto the hood and is grabbing on.
Didn't kill him?
No. I guess the Neon pulls over. His friends go and try and corral him. And he continued to act irrationally until they finally, like, forced him into submission until the cops could come. And then they took him into an emergency room, and then they took him to a mental hospital for evaluation.
Dude, that ain't the weed.
No. There's got to be something else involved there.
Yeah. It ain't the booze or the weed. That's very PCP. That reminds me of an after-school special story. You know.
The boy who drank too much.
The boy who drank too much, or Stoned, starring Scott Baio, where if you took one drag off a joint, then you're automatically, you go crazy.
Right.
You lose your mind.
Speaking of losing your mind, there's another story, and this is from Dayton, Ohio, another Ohio story. I really need to write down where these are
from.
Really
do.
I print these off, and then I have no idea what the source was. Okay, this guy, John McMurray, he is 19 years old.
Ooh, yeah.
He, I guess, works in or near a mausoleum.
Uh-huh.
And he thought it would be a good idea to break into the mausoleum.
Okay.
Where they have, you know,
bodies,
dead people. He and his buddy break into this mausoleum, and they use a steak knife to cut the head off a corpse.
Now, wait. They had to break into the mausoleum and then break into a...
a coffin or
yeah.
One of the...
one of those walls.
Yeah, one of the walls. Yeah.
So they had...
they picked a fresh one, I guess.
And cut his head off with a pocket knife?
With the steak knife.
Oh. Then oh, that's fine, then.
Took the head back to his apartment and displayed the severed head on top of a mug he'd made in shop class. Then he put the head in a plastic bag, walked a quarter mile, and tossed it off the bridge into a creek. The head has not been found. It disappeared in the creek.
How'd they bust him?
Well, says that I guess they found footprints, and I guess people saw them fleeing. They ended up tracking him down. He and his buddies are faced with charges of gross abuse of a corpse, possessing criminal tools, and vandalism. According to court records, this kid, John McMurray, had been talking for months about stealing a head from a grave. That was his life's goal. He said he wanted to do something so freaky that people wouldn't believe it. So he accomplished that. He accomplished his life's goal at the age of 19.
You know, most human beings are disgusted by the corpse.
I can't stand the corpse.
No. And I guess others are fascinated by it in some creepo way.
Let's end on a happy note in this segment. This guy in Pennsylvania, it took a year, 37 buckets. He collected pennies for an entire year.
Mm-hmm.
53-year-old guy, he ended up collecting 1 million pennies.
What's that, like $3?
No, they were stacked along a wall in his garage in 4.5-gallon buckets. He said he could get 30,000 in one bucket if he shakes them so they settle down. And word of his collecting kind of got around the community, and friends and family began passing along jars of pennies. A waitress in his town would bring pennies that customers left. So he ended up collecting pennies and having all these people contribute to his collection. He ended up taking it all to the bank, ended up with $10,060.
Good for him. That's a colossal waste of time, but good
yes.
for him.
He says, some people think the pennies don't add up to anything, but this is proof that they do.
Not really.
And I am one of those humans that believe pennies do not add up to anything. I will drop pennies on the ground if I have them.
I don't know. We must lose millions upon millions of dollars every year in penny wastage. Because I toss them.
I hate the pennies.
I don't toss them, but I don't know what I do with them.
They end up in a jar, I guess, in my house. Eventually, I'll go to Coinstar at the Kroger and dump them in there.
Put them in that jar with that head that you sawed off
yeah.
with a butter knife.
In shop class.
All right, coming up next, the Troy Aikman Show and Sexual Quick Hits.
Yeah.
With Troy.
For the hottest sports opinions, press play and pry.
In today's NFL, the coach is more important than a top player.
Michael Irvin and Deion Sanders teamed up on the ticket.
You don't have the talent all around the football team as maybe we did. Because you can have so much talent, all you need is that extra player like you think you were for San Francisco to get them over the top.
We got over the top.
Yeah.
I got a ring in my house to say we got over the top, but keep on telling me.
Sports news first, Kevin. Welcome to Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. Breaking Cowboys news first, guaranteed. Ticket tickers at 10, 30, and 50 past the hour. This is Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
This is The Ticket. KTCK, Dallas-Fort Worth. KTBK, Sherman-Denison. KTDK, Sanger. Welcome to Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
www.theticket.com.
This is Sports Radio 1310. The Ticket.
MasterCard cardholders prior to 11-103, 18 or older. For rules, call 1-800-NC-ASSIST.
I'm Layla. Oklahoma faces her final regular season challenge next on The Ticket Ticker.
It's all new, yet it's still the same. New things here, new things there, yet still exactly what you've come to love about Texas land and cattle. Hey now, The Hard Line, Mike Reiner here, and Greg Williams here, and we invite you to check out the new items at Texas Land and Cattle. Start lunch or dinner off with a new appetizer like the shrimp and avocado dip or guacamole and chips. Then dig into what Texas Land and Cattle is famous for. Prime sirloin, aged 28 days for under $15. And Texas Land and Cattle is famous for more than just great steak, you know. They now have new entrees like jalapeno pork chops or grilled tuna. You can get a $10 bonus certificate for every $100 worth of gift cards you buy. It's the holiday season. Give the gift of prime sirloin this year. It's an easy gift, and you get a little something extra just for you. Head to Texas Land and Cattle, get a steak, and top it with one of the new prime additions, onion strings.
Breaking sports news first, guaranteed. Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. Just a bunch of guys hanging out and talking sports.
Available right now at Food Town and Western Warehouse, headquarters for all your Christmas shopping.
10 DFW locations.
Dallas Fort Worth's Ticket.
The Oklahoma K-State game has more than just fans of the two teams cheering. The satellite guy brings you the ticker. If Kansas State wins the Big 12 championship, they would go to the Fiesta Bowl, knocking Texas out of BCS contention. Aside from the BCS, Wildcat coach Bill Snyder says a championship would be huge.
Another step up the ladder. I think it's extremely important. You know, I think our program goes on, you know, win, lose, or draw in any game. And that's kind of always been our approach. You know, we're going to prepare to play as well as we can.
Kickoff is at 7 in Kansas City. After facing the best team in the NBA with the Lakers, the Mavs take on what could be the worst team with the Orlando Magic. Antoine Jameson doesn't believe the Magic are as bad, though, as they seem.
This is a scary game. These guys are feeding for a win. So, This game is not going to be a cupcake.
The NBA has suspended Karl Malone for his elbow on Steve Nash in Thursday's game against L.A. Malone will be out for one game. And in boxing, there's a match of local interest. Arlington's Kirk Johnson faces Vitaly Klitschko at Madison Square Garden in a 12-round bout tonight. The winner would challenge Lennox Lewis for the WBC heavyweight title. Our next ticket ticker is in just a minute at high noon with Justin Neely. Breaking sports news first, guaranteed. I'm Layla, reminding you to remember the time you spend listening to The Rant on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. The white trash of Metroplex Radio. And just to prove it, we've been married 3 times, but still have the same in-laws.
Are we back? Oh,
11:58 on The Ticket, and we're at Car Toys. They're open all day today till 9 o'clock. Come get some fabulous deals. Phones, CD players, MP3 decks, all that stuff. You can save hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of dollars on all the specials they have out here at Car Toys in Frisco, Preston, just by Stonebriar Mall on the east side of the road across the street from Texas Land and Cattle. Thanks to Kevin. I want to thank all the engineer, all the ticket chicks who showed up today. That was really special.
They were real hot.
Yeah, boy.
We appreciate them coming
out. They really kicked ass today. And the promotions people, OU Toothless Man, and the other one with the sidekick tickets.
Yeah. Oh, damn, we're not even going to get any of these.
No!
I can't do any of these.
Yeah, you can.
All right, I'll just do the last one. In China, a guy falls to his death after climbing up the side of a building to get a better look at a naked female corpse. The woman was a prostitute who leapt to her death from an apartment after being held hostage there. The man climbed up the building after a large crowd had gathered around the body. He ended up falling off the building himself and falling to his death. And, of course, in China, it set off rumors that the ghost of the woman had lured the man to his death to be her companion in the afterlife. Those crazy Chinese.
That's why the Chinese are inferior, Dave.
You said it, not me.
You're right.
What do you think, Troy? 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 Troy, what do you think of the Chinese?
I don't think he's potted up.
Troy?
This is The Ticket. KTTK, Dallas-Fort Worth. KTTK, Sherman Denison. KTTK, Sanger. The Ticket.
Ticket, ticket. Without question, the Oklahoma Sooners are the best team in the country. They may have only been tested twice this year. The question is, can anyone beat this team? First chance will come tonight in the Big 12 championship game against Kansas State. Head coach Bill Snyder says he believes his team is peaking at the right time.
Maybe in the last 6 weeks we have played better than we did in the first 6 weeks. So I think, yes, we have improved. There's been some ups and downs during that six-week period of time, but collectively we're playing well.
Cowboys in Philly tomorrow. The Eagles have reeled off 7 in a row since their October 12th loss to the Cowboys. Weather for Sunday's game is snow and more snow, but head coach Bill Parcells won't let his team make any excuses.
I would never use the weather, allow any of my players to use the weather as an excuse for not performing. You have to know what to do.
Dallas and Philly kick off tomorrow at noon at Lincoln Financial Field. Trade talks between the Boston Red Sox and Texas Rangers continue. Two players involved in those talks, as everyone knows, are AL MVP Alex Rodriguez and Manny Ramirez. Manny's agent Jeff Murad confirmed the teams are talking, but said that neither club was really optimistic that a deal would get done. Mavs and Stars off last night. Both play again tonight. Mavs will host the worst team in the NBA, the Orlando Magic, at 1-18. Orlando has dropped 18 in a row. Stars coming off a shutout loss to the Kings on Thursday. They are in San Jose tonight. Puck drops at 9:30. That's your Ticket Ticker, a service of Kleenex tissue. Germs, like the news, travel fast with 3 germ-blocking layers. Kleenex Ultra Soft tissues help stop the spread of germs. Thank goodness for Kleenex tissue. Our next ticker at 12:20, breaking sports news first here.
Proven one thing, we've proven you can do this as good as we can.
Welcome to Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. We're talking Cowboys. Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.